This is the part of welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwusakwodie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is
the part. The moment Elisha said, go to the Jordan River and dip yourself, the Jordan River became a leprosy healer. By the prophetic way. By the prophetic way. By the prophetic way. At that instant, the Jordan River was no more an ordinary river, because the word of the Lord has gone into it. Go there and dip yourself 7 times. Hayakodabaya. Listen to this. Ha! Whatever he tells you to do, do it. That is the principle that brings transformation. That is it. Haya! We are determined. They went to Pram Pram Johnson. They bought a pinch bar. They bought a more hammer. Jesus was preaching. Crowd surrounded him. That means Jesus himself cannot tend to go a weary. Where is he going to pass? Crowd. It was not a church. It was somebody's house. There were even people outside. So you can't even get to the house to get to the hall. We call crowd. So the only way is to put a ladder by the roof. And I can see 2 men. I can see them say, 2 of you go up and let the other 2 carry him. And while this one was pushing, this one was carrying. Ayakola. Diligence. Diligence. What is diligence? We are not taking you back the way we pick you. This is what is going to happen. Now, because you write one exam and they fail you, you have stopped. Because you went to one marriage, it didn't work, you have stopped. And you are still sitting crying. That the guy you are crying doesn't even think about you. You are not diligent. And you have never made a decision to win. Because when you make a decision to win, you will surely win. God will allow anything you allow. God allows anything you allow. If you decide you want to be a failure, God will let you fail. People pray prayer in the Bible, God heard it. Samson said, let me die with my enemies. He said, die with them. Yeah. You could have said, kill my enemies and leave me alive. And he possibly would give me a miraculous healing of my eyes. He said, can I die with my enemies? And God allow what he allow. God will listen to whatever you pray. And Jesus was preaching. And he could see camp pine. Maybe they thought it was vultures. They thought it was some bears. Pine. Because of the ceiling, they couldn't see it. But before they knew, about 10 roofing sheets were off. My goodness. And the Bible said, I am sure the man was in some kind of cloth. And then they saw the ceiling breaking up. Everybody stopped preaching. Everybody's watching. What is going on here? The owner of the house can say, hey, what is this? And suddenly, Jesus saw, oh my goodness, a man was being lowered. Give me that scripture. And when they could not find a way, they might bring him in because of the multitude. So, are you going to mix your miracle because of multitudes? No. There are people supposed to start a business. The only reason they don't start is that plenty of people have started. That is just your excuse. Plenty of people have done it. Too many people have shops. Or what. So what? So what? The reason why you are running away, the hindrance might be multitude. Who makes the multitudes? And the Bible said, and because of the multitude, they went up to the housetop and let him down through the tiling. Give me the New Living Translation. I like the way it comes out over there. But they couldn't reach him. 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 Yes, sometimes you cannot reach the man of God on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Osofu, do you know something? I believe when I was checking the geography and geographical systems of Israel, the man was somewhere, and Jesus was preaching, so I go some more to Accra. And they travel. So, sometimes you have to travel.
That's right.
No. That's right. Listen, there are times that you might just stop watching online, and you have to physically.
That's right.
These people could have sat on the screen watching online, and nothing could have happened to the man. Decision. Determination. You discipline yourself. And then you mount up diligence. Nothing will stop you. I am not accepting no for an answer. This thing will not work. And that's what it is. Jesus Christ. Now you are sitting there and somebody is telling you, what is it that you are buying a plane ticket and go to Ghana? Are there no pastors here? It's the same thing. Are there no better rivers in Syria? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And you keep your leprosy. You will keep that sickness. I have seen people come to pastors. Nobody even pray for them. They go back and the testimonies. Nobody prayed for them. Nobody. Among the testimony that hit me was a girl who came from Togo and came to lie here. I didn't pray. I said, I don't know why you came here, but the Lord granted your petition.
That's right.
He was lying in the hostel and he said he had a open vision that they put a needle on his vein and they were drawing blood. He could see all the blood was going to the pants. And then the two people said, one said, bring blood from heaven. And they took the old blood and put the new blood. He brought a report. He said, I am HIV positive in the last stages with the symptoms. And when they put the blood, he went back to the hospital. The doctor said, what happened to you? You are healed. But he traveled from somewhere, another country, speaking French. He couldn't even speak good English. And he came here. He was sitting down. And then all your sympathizers speaking nonsense. What are you buying ticket to go and do? When I became hungry to chase God, I bought tickets. I was in South Korea. I was in America. I was in Bishop TDJ's place. I was in Dr. Kenneth Copeland. I was in Don Dickerman. Every man of God that matters to me, that their ministry has blessed me. I was in Nigeria, Redeemed Christian Camp. I have to chase Bishop Oyedepo everywhere. Because they that seek him, they will find. They that seek him, they will find. I remember Jojo's wife, when we were going to Israel, we did everything. I got the vision all right. Mary, you remember the woman that brought his baby and put it at the altar? 27 years of marriage. I told her, I said, listen, I sense your miracle is in Israel. Let's go. The wife didn't have a problem because the wife has an American passport. When we get ready to go, they didn't even tell us. On the day we are about to fly, then they said that one person cannot come. Why? They say his passport is a spy. Oh, wow. A spy? We can do a passport and they say, no, it's too late. The wife said, then I can't go. I said, you better go. You are the one that is going to carry the child. Yeah. Follow me, let's go. Mm-hmm. Your husband couldn't go. The devil might have stopped your husband. But thank God he can't stop you. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Listen. His prophecy came in the Garden of Gethsemane. People were there. We were praying. And anointing, the prophetic anointing came up. Lay hands on his stomach and say, I can't remember what I said. I cannot remember what I said. Prophesy over her. Husband pick her at the airport when we return. I don't know what happened. The next time I heard, he said, Papa, I'm pregnant with twins. I'm pregnant with twins. What are you talking about? Trouble from New York. Came here. Follow me to Israel. You are sitting there talking slangs. Listen. Do you know something? Your problem is that you have not made a decision to win. And if you make a decision, you are not determined. And if you are determined, there is no discipline. You have not come to the place to be diligent. Listen, it takes diligence to climb a roof. It takes diligence for you to allow people to carry you who are paralyzed. What about if you fall down? What about if you don't fall down? What about if I fail? Okay, what about if you don't fail? This girl, stand up. How many children do you have now? One. How many times did I profess over you before you conceived?
Seven times.
See, Mary, listen. And sometimes I don't remember. If it's very close to me, you would have gotten it. The first child. How many years were you married then? And then, doctors were giving all kinds of reports. 7 times. And the same prophecy. You are good. I don't know everything about child. 7 times. One day when I asked the Lord, why 7 times? He said, Paul planted Apollo waters. So sometimes, it's not a prophetic, it's watering. What God has already said. Now listen. The lack of the discipline, people will say, oh, yati abre. They be anoka na anoka. And they kill their own miracle. By Yahweh. I want to ask you a question. How many times did God prophesy about Jesus before he was born? From the Garden of Eden. The Bible says every prophet spoke. We could have said, Lord, we are tired of you. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Moses, everybody to Malachi. This generation has become experts of spiritual examination counselors. You just sit down and marking prophecies and talking about it. We were capping. Minister said we free nyame. We capping. So after God Himself said the seed of the woman, and then check all of them. There was something about Noah. I don't want to show you where Jesus is at Noah. Where was Jesus in Abraham? Everything you read in the Bible has something to do with Jesus. The Israelites in the wilderness. Jesus said, as Moses lifted the serpent, so the Son of Man be lifted. So that was a shadow of things to come. Everything. Isaiah said, a virgin shall conceive. Yes, it's not upon the bay. Not Jeremiah, but Kennedy. Not Malachi, but Kennedy. In Malachi, he was the priest that was collecting the tithe. When is this man coming? And God keeps speaking. God keeps speaking. You are the only one who won the prophecy once. And God very festive. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. It is the sure word of prophecy. So, listen. Sometimes, their attitude make God speak and we stomach it. Because we can see their face that the examination counselors are here. Jesus said, come to my house like a child. Children are the only person, you beat them, they forget. They will say, okay, mommy, the one that beat them, they are still following them. When you are elderly, you get offended. But children don't get offended. Once you are beating them, mommy, they are holding your dress. You beat them, they are coming. It's what they are saying is that, I don't care if you came, you are my mother. Then they are coming. They don't get offended. Jesus said, if you want to be great in the kingdom, be like a little child. Do you know why we are not getting blessed? We are not spiritual little children. We are too intelligent and smart, sophisticated. We are too sharp. We are smart. And so that we are akpa. Body and chair akpa lo Jimmy. They say, oh no, we are so smart. You check it. There are people walking around. All they are doing. Hallelujah. And when God speaks, they don't. They want to force prophets out of prophets. Prophecies out of prophet. So they move prophet to say what God has not said. At the time God should say it, they will reject it. Because it didn't come. Naaman reject the prophetic word. Because it didn't come the way he was expecting. He said, I thought. It means that there was a premeditated mindset. I am coming with all his pride and credentials. The Bible says he was the captain of the host of Syria. Syria was a superpower at that time. And he was the man in charge of the thing. And so, with that kind of accreditations and coming with all the titles, nonsense. Are you looking for healing or you want another medal? If your medals can heal you, why are they not able to heal you? Look at all your tests with your medals. And you are still baptized in leprosy. And the Bible said the prophet will not even come out of the room. Told him, tell him to go to Kole Lagoon and dip himself 7 times. You can stand there and talk all your talks. And this prophet, they won't even mind you. When they finish speaking their word, they are still in the bedroom thinking about themselves. And they beg him. The servant said, Mr. Captain, if you come and say, bring car, wouldn't you? Look at all the things you are packed on the donkey to come and beat him. To come and pay bribe for your healing. The man didn't ask you anything. If you're going to get angry, go and dip first. If nothing happens, then you get angry. Yeah. Now hear this. You heard the testimony. You believe it enough to travel to come. Now that you have come here, you are angry. Because we didn't bring you red carpet and protocol. Are you here for all kinds of accolade or you are here for healing? Which one did you come for? Do you know, sorry? Do you know why your state has not changed? You have not even decided you want to be delivered. Okay. That's the first place. God will not deliver you from your friends. He delivers you from your enemy. So if you want to be delivered from that, he make it an enemy. As long as you are petting that sickness, God will never deliver you, because he will not deliver you. All kinds of chest out, all kinds of things, and you want to be received with red carpet. I've seen people come here pocketing. I spoke to the vice president and he gave me a note to come and see you. Go and tell him to heal you. No. Come to Jesus with a humble heart. This is how it works. This is how somebody was called a dog. He didn't get offended. You are the only one who is angry. Somebody called. Do you know what it means for a pastor? Right? Today you are talking about Jesus and you see him as God. Those people didn't see him as God. He was just a normal prophet. Some even didn't believe in him. There was too much controversy about him in town. Some say he's of God. Some say he's not of God. Some say he doesn't obey the Sabbath. He is against Moses' law. So you need a heart to follow Jesus, because the controversies about him is too much. He is calling him the Son of God. He said, I and the Father are one. They are taking stone. Some people, they come to his church, to just come and stone him. They are sitting down. Lawyers will sit down to hear what you say that he's not supposed to say. Even at this circumstance, listen to what happened. But they couldn't reach him because of the crowd. So they went up to the roof, took off the towels. They lowered the sick man on his mat. That mat, kete etimete. It has to take a determination. Mat down to the crowd, right in front of Jesus. So, do you know something? When they removed the roofing sheet there, they were spotting where Jesus is sitting. Yes, so if they remove here, they reach, you know, Oniha. Then they come here, they remove it, Oniha. Then they come here. Then one of them said, hey, Mahunu, Mahunu, Mahunu. He is at the red carpet there. So they took off. And when Jesus was there, Jesus suddenly lifted up and said, yeah, kukuru, kukuru. And he saw a mat was coming down. It means that probably they tied four ropes at the end of the mat. Yes, the man was in the center. And all of them were lower in his muscles. And the thing was coming down. Listen to what? And the Bible says, I like the King James. I like the King James. Give me the King James. And the Bible says, King James, when he saw their faith, it means that faith can be seen. When he saw their faith. No, listen. Do you know why we can't see your faith? You are not determined. And if you are determined, there is no diligence. It takes diligence. Listen, 1 million things could have let them go home. There's crowded. No place in the window. No place in the door. So you have come to Porters. Yes, there is no place. There is nothing. Security people say they won't let you enter. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. The determination was too much. Yes, now listen. I read the Bible to find out who repaired the roof. Yay. The Bible didn't say it. The Bible became quiet about it. Watch it. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the man, do you know why the Bible said they were doctors of the law, Pharisees? Because Jesus is going to say something they don't like. So the Bible specifically said they were there. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto man, thy sins are forgiven. Now check the religious people in church. When they see people dancing, people praising God, and the scribes and the Pharisees begin to reason. So those people in church, when you are prophesying, they don't say anything, but they are reasoning. Yeah. Last month is okay. I'm saying the prophecy in answer. And I'm saying, Oba, okay, no, he no, nyebibi, and can no, afraid, no, repeat it. It's called reasoning. So it is not faith, it's reasoning. So now they've moved from the spirit to senses. It's another word for carnality. So they cannot pick what God is doing now. And so they are reasoning. So the reason you don't get a miracle is that God has cut you off because of your reasoning. Because God doesn't work with reasoning. He works with faith. I'm dealing with some things here today. That's why your listen. When we were doing this auditorium, there was no sense reason that 1 month to the 1 month to Jubilee, 1 month to my 50th birthday, this auditorium was not even roof. And I gave them 1 month to finish. One of the cemeters said, Papa, I've been doing construction for almost 20-something years. Please, I beg to differ. I honor you and respect you. Pastor Abed pinched him and said, come on, two. Just keep quiet. No. I didn't come to say because of reasoning. I came because a word was in my spirit. The Lord said, I created a word in 6 days. I don't need 1 month to build an auditorium. I stood on that word and I came to speak. I stood on it. If I created the whole world in 6 days, then if it is me, I will not need 1 year to build an auditorium. So I stood on the word. The God that built the world in 6 days finished this project. The estimated amount we needed, I don't know how it was provided. But we finished without owing any devil. I cannot explain how the money came. I don't even want to mention it to you. You stop coming to church. I cannot. We owe nobody a peswa. We have no debt. We are servicing importers. We have never agreed with one bank. Give us a facility. Some of them has come here to make it. We are ready to give. I say, no, we don't need it. Reasoning is your problem. Reasoning in the marriage, reasoning in the business, reasoning in the vision God has given to you. What do you want? And your home, what gain? And because it's what gain, you will surely fail. Because by flesh and no man prevail. Why are you raising? And the scribes and the Pharisees started raising and saying, who is this which speak blasphemy? So now they are talking blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Now, the first place, it's a mystery of reasoning plus ignorance. Because this man talking is God in the flesh. But they don't want to accept that. So that was even affecting their theology. God in the flesh. And listen to, and there's something about God. You will pick what you are reasoning. So even if I don't pick, God will pick it. And that is where you are in danger. So when God picked their reasoning, but when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he perceived it. He went into their brain and started. He scanned all the people there that were reasoning. And he said that. He answered and said to them, What reason ye in your heart? What are you? Jesus said, look at you. What are you people thinking? I can see your reasoning. And then he went. He's going to ask what Jesus said. When you get angry, he will say something. When you get angry, he will reinforce what he said. Except to eat my flesh. Then they say, what are you talking about? He said, verily, verily, I say unto you. It means that now I am reinforcing what I say. It's not your stupid anger that is making me reverse what I say. Because what I'm telling you is truth. And truth cannot be reversed. So Jesus looked at them and Jesus said, but Jesus said, which one is easier? It's so easy. Now, do you know the reason? Once your sins are forgiven, your sickness must be healed.
Yeah.
Because listen, sin is sickness in the soul. And sickness is sin in the body. I'll say that again. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Sin is sickness in the soul. And sickness is the cause of the thing that came to the soul has not come to the skin. So watch this. He paid the price for sickness before he paid the price for sin. Wounded for our transgression. Bruised for our iniquities. So anytime we talk about forgiveness of sin, healing must follow. Psalm 103, who forgiveth all our iniquities? Then the next thing is that, who healeth all our diseases? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bear our own sins in his own body, that we being dead to sins, we live unto righteousness. By whose stripes? So once the sins are forgiven, the sickness cannot stay. So the moment Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, the paralysis started moving. Because listen, sickness is a byproduct of sin. So there was no sickness until sin came. So if the sickness can be dealt, if the sin can be dealt with, then the sickness is already dealt with. Because sickness couldn't come, and the reason it came is because of sin. So if it is this food I'm eating that is giving me allergies, then when I stop eating the food, the allergies cannot come. So if sickness is there because of sin, then when I stop sin, sickness must run. This is how it is. So Jesus said, hey, your sins are forgiven you. Then listen, which one is easier to say? That sins are forgiven you. Or to say, rise up. So the moment you say your sins are forgiven, you say, rise up and walk. Then he came back and said, but you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Jesus is telling them that when decision, determination, discipline and diligence is in place, your reasoning does not matter. God will bypass it. God is not interested in your reasoning. So Jesus said that, by which that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. He said unto the sake of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise. wait. I don't get it. I don't get it. Ha! Permanent victory.
Yes, sir.
Ha! Arise. What is the next thing? Take up thy couch. It means I carry what has been carrying you. It becomes permanent. What has been carrying you for years, now carry it. Arise, take up thy couch and go to your house. It means the thing that carry you here, carry that. Go and demonstrate it as a trophy. That this is what carry you from your home. And it loves to be there to carry you. He loved to be there. He just loved that ministry. His ministry is no good, but he loved it. So he has carried you for years. Now you carry it. Now listen. It is only when you are carrying what has carried you, that your victory is permanent. So hear this. If poverty has carried you for years, and now you are giving money to the poor, it means that you are carrying poverty now. Oh, I wish somebody would stand up and just pick up what I'm talking about. I see somebody carrying poverty. I see somebody carrying sickness. I see somebody carrying delay. I see somebody carrying the childlessness. Something that has carried you over the years. You are about to carry. Arise. 24th October, 2021. I came here with the word of the Lord. In the week of exceeding grace for permanent victory.
Yes, sir.
Arise.
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 Arise from your sickness. Arise from your trouble. Arise from sin blessing. Arise from delay. Arise from poverty. Arise from failure. Arise from disease. Arise from setback. Arise from limitation. Arise from shame. Arise from the status quo. Take up your bed.
Arise.
The next point, if you permit me.
Yes, sir.
You will not go back through the access in which you came.
Oh.
You came as a poor man, but you are going as a rich man. You came as no child, but you are going with joy. You came as a shame, but you are going with celebration. May you not go back the same road. It's impossible.
I said, say,
it's impossible.
I go.
It's impossible. Isaiah called it beauty for ashes.
Yes, sir.
Show you for mourning.
Yes, sir.
The garment of praise.
Yes, sir.
Instead of the spirit of heaviness.
Yes,
that you shall be called the plantings of the Lord.
Yes,
I say, arise and shine. For your light has come.
Yes.
And the glory of the Lord.
Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dew Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's R. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location:
Location, Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the